the Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. All right, here he is, Mr. Richard Roper, the man of the hour on any given Thursday or Friday. If you want to watch the movies over the weekend, cannot miss what he has to say about it. All right. Mr. Justin Coffin, are you familiar with him?
Very much so.
Yeah.
I'm a JK fan.
I am too. I make
too.
A lot of fun of him, but he has one of the most ingenious spirits when it comes to radio. And he we were talking about it. He had a bunch of the Super Troopers guys on, and I never understood Super Troopers.
I didn't either.
These Stonies, is that what they call them? Movies that are kind of, for and by Stoners?
Oh, my God, I loved it growing up.
Here we go.
But I'm not saying I'm a stoner, but me and my friends watched it like a million times when it first came out.
It's just this very specific target market, I think, for this particular type of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's J. Chandra Sekhar is the main guy. He grew up in Hinsdale. He's the director of the films. Mm-hmm. And he really cool guy, interesting guy. Both of his parents were physicians, came over from India. But, when he was starting to look into becoming a doctor, his father was kind of enlightened enough at the time, or at least, non-traditional, I should say, to say to his son, you should pursue what you want to pursue. Find something you really love. So he ended up getting together with a bunch of his college buddies, and they formed Broken Lizard, right, which did the first Super Troopers movie, which, believe it or not, was 17 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it became, for a certain group of, maybe not millennials, Generation Y, whatever, guys who right now would be, late 30s, it became kind of their Caddyshack or Animal House, where they just watched it over and over again, more and more on home video than at the box office. It wasn't a huge box office hit, but it made like $70 million in DVD sales, when DVDs were still the thing. And they got in, they like repeated all the jokes. And the setup is the Super Troopers are five state troopers in upstate Vermont who are more interested in playing pranks and getting high and being goofballs than actually performing any sort of police duties. That's the extent of it. Mm-hmm. And if you think it's funny for two guys to sit at a table and have a chugging contest with maple syrup and the camera just stays on them through the whole chugging contest, okay. Nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's kind of the level of the humor. It's pretty basic stuff.
Is it like Reno 911?
Yes.
Because I liked that.
And they did.
And they make the bicycle short very sexy, by the way, Reno 911.
Yeah, and all five of the guys, they play off each other very well. And they seem to be, they were in town, like you said, they were on with Justin. You got to give them credit. When they went on Windy City Live in full trooper costume.
Oh, I love that.
And if the cast of Black Panther comes in, you're not getting them all to dress up in their Wakandan military outfits, I had the fun. This is, Ro loves these sort of fun, awkward moments. Mm-hmm. Where how do you navigate the waters? He helps me navigate a lot of waters, Anna.
He's got a lot of good advice.
Yes, he does. Because he's been in the deepest end of any pool I can talk to him about.
Like, I know this situation.
Okay, here's what first thing you do. You need to cut off your own left arm. You don't need it in this case. So I was going to have lunch with Jay from Super Troopers for an interview at the Sun, for the Sun Times, which was nice because I wasn't getting the usual 5-minute junket thing. We were going to Pettorino's and have a nice sit down. After which I found out that we were both going, it was one of those things where you get off the elevator with somebody and you're on the same floor and then you keep walking and then you're in the same, in the same corridor and the person you don't want to talk to and then you say goodnight and your rooms are next to each other. I said, well, I got to get going. He goes, oh yeah, oh my gosh, I'm running late too. I go, and we both said at the same time, I got to go over to Windy City Live. Because they were going over there to do their interview.
Wow.
And I will say this. I will never change my review, as you guys know. When I think about a film, I think about a film. Uh-huh. But I thought since the fine folks at WCL had gone to the trouble of getting the five guys to come over and put on their full costumes, that maybe I will not review the movie just before that on the show. I said, we can concentrate on other films that are coming out this week. Because you don't want to see five Vermont state troopers going out the exit at state.
Right. That was a good move on your part. That was a nice navigation. I would have suggested that.
They carry weapons too. So
as someone who once had David Duchovny read me my scathing review of his film on a talk show. When he found out we were going to be on together, and I didn't know he was going to pull the piece of paper out of his pocket and say, Duchovny is a hack of a director who has no chance as a filmmaker and is sometimes a wooden presence on the screen. And he read that, and that was fun.
Oh,
so I try to avoid those moments when I can.
You're a critic, right? I mean, not everyone's a critic. Everybody says everybody's a critic, but no. No, you're actually, you're paid handsomely to be a critic of the arts.
And they respect that. I mean, almost everybody in the movies does, but there's no point in hey, thanks for coming into Chicago. Stand right there. You'll be on next, but first here's a guy who's going to explain why people should not spend their money on your film.
Well, all right, let me ask you this. As a piece of cinema,
yes.
It's definitely not going to Cannes. But is
no relation.
Thank you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But will Kevin like it?
Yes.
I guess that's really the question.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Okay, so now in the Super Troopers 2 story is pretty cool too, because for years there had been talk of a sequel, and the Broken Lizard guys went to one of those crowd-raising platform, you know, crowdfunding platform deals, and got about, I think, I want to say almost $5 million, enough to really make the film. So even though it's being released by 20th Century Fox, it's really an independent film. So good for them. That's how they figured out how to do it. And they pick up the action. And it's as far as the Super Troopers universe goes, it's kind of a clever premise, because the setup is they're all long out of work. They've been drummed out of every police organization they could be in. They're working manual labor. But then it turns out the borders of Vermont and Canada had been a little bit off from the start. And a little part of Canada is now going to be Vermont territory. So who better to protect it during the transition than the former Super Trooper. So now they're up there at the very upper part of Vermont, which would be going into Quebec. Mm-hmm. So that gives rise to lots of fun, easy French-Canadian jokes.
Yes.
So I think we have the clip here where the guys are now up in Canada, which has yet to become Vermont, but it's about to become Vermont.
Sorry I'm late. Hit a moose doing 90. Vaporized the biatch. You know they have Eskimo hookers up here? When they have sex, they really get Inuit. Pele!
Damn. Barbie,
back in business. I can't feel my.
These guys are in their 40s though now, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Does all it get about, sad at some point?
Just about 50. And it's kind of, I kind of like it. You know, they've done that with some of these reboots of shows where they just go with the fact that they all look 20 years older. But it seems to be picking up the action about 2 years after the original.
And we're spending a lot of time on this movie, which you gave how many stars?
Two stars.
All right. But Kevin will probably like. Kevin was kind of laughing during the bit.
Yeah,
during
Farva. Farva was the best. There's so many good lines from Farva in the first one.
Yeah.
Talking about shenanigans, right? Shenanigans?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, stand by. We want to talk about I Feel Pretty, Amy Schumer and Edie Bryant's movie. Mm. You sat down with them. There's a lot of controversy about this movie right now, which is ridiculous controversy. It's kind of controversy that exists in our now social media universe, where people are just outraged to be outraged and mad to be mad and using their and spilling out their own insecurities on the interweb one character at a time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we will go and talk about that after Judy tells us what's coming up at the top of the hour.
WGN-TV's new lead anchor, Joe Donlin, that's his name. He joins the Steve Cochran Show Monday morning at 8:40. We'll grade his Chicago welcome. 720 okay. WGN.
There we go. All right, what do you got coming up, Richard Roper? And you sat down with Amy Schumer and Edie Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got this movie called I Feel Pretty, and there's a stupid controversy around it.
Yeah, before the movie came out, the trailer, so the setup is sort of like one of those body-switching movies. I love the body-switching movies, 13 Going on 30 and Freaky Friday and Big and all those, Shallow Hell, when you start seeing things different. So in the movie, Amy Schumer, who plays just a normal-looking woman with self-esteem issues, hits her head during a soul cycle class. And when she wakes up, she thinks she's a supermodel. She looks in the mirror and sees an absolutely perfect physical specimen by conventional standards. Now, the other people do not see that. That's the twist on this one. It's not as if she does look like that. She just thinks she does. So the premise of the movie, she now suddenly gains all this self-confidence and has this, a newfound kind of power with men and with women and in the workplace, because she believes in herself. And all the humor stems from the fact that she still just looks like Amy Schumer. So she's entering wet t-shirt contests and saying, oh God, it's just hard to walk down the street without everybody staring at me. And then she, learns some valuable lessons about inner beauty. But the big criticism early on, just from the trailer, was like a lot of people saying that she was sending out a horrible image by saying that someone who looks like Amy Schumer is ugly and horrible, which is not really what the movie is about. It's about self-esteem. So entire pieces were written based on the 2-minute and 54-second trailer saying that Amy Schumer is once again harming women's self-images.
Right. She's the problem in America.
She's the problem.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
she's
it.
The problem. She's become a real part of it is ever since she started going political with mm-hmm. her routines, including calling a Trump fan on stage in an infamous viral video and supposedly right. people walking out of her show. There's a concentrated campaign, whether it's, you know, bots or whatever. Anytime she does anything, you get flooded with people mm-hmm. saying she's terrible. I got a ton of emails before my review was posted of people saying this movie is a bomb. The movie hasn't come out yet.
How right. do you know?
Why are you not writing about the fact that this movie has bombed and everyone hates it? Well, because most of the reviews weren't out and it hasn't been in theaters, yeah. you know. But I got a dozen emails and posts on various of my platforms, almost all saying the same thing from different people.
Yeah. Me and all my girlfriends want to see it.
Well, you should. Here's the thing.
We're making a movie night.
I'm giving it 3 stars. It's actually you could see where you could see the message coming a mile away. She's got two best girlfriends who never judged her on her looks, and then she starts kind of blowing them off because she can get in like with the inner circle. You know, she does some of the things that sometimes people have it too easy tend to do. Well, my looks can help me get away with everything. And then, big spoiler alert, she learns that her true inner beauty comes from the person you are and how yeah. you treat others, which there's mm-hmm. absolutely nothing wrong with that message. And she does it in a funny way. It's hit and miss. Some of the jokes, I've seen it before. She's definitely in her comfort zone. She's playing Amy Schumer, same character she played in Trainwrecked and the Goldie Hawn movie. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's what she does. And right. and a fine job.
It's a great stand-up. There's something that is just a very raw and natural and appealing about her yeah. anyway. So it's all right, 3 stars. There you go. There's yeah. your answer. I want to ask you really quickly. Yeah. I got about a minute left here. Kodachrome. This is Ed Harris and Jason Sudeikis. We love them both.
Yeah.
We do.
And this is another one of those movies that just comes out of nowhere. It's a Netflix movie, which means you can get it right away on Netflix. I think it's playing maybe one or two theaters here in Chicago. And Ed Harris plays an aging legendary photographer. Jason Sudeikis is his estranged son. And Elizabeth Olsen, who we love too, who's a terrific mm-hmm. actress, plays Jason Sudeikis' nurse, kind of caregiver. Of course, then she and Jason Sudeikis get to spend some time together as well. And it's really just those three characters. I thought it was terrific. 3 stars for Kodachrome. If you're maybe you're just going to stay in and avoid Violetta and her idiot friends going to I Feel Pretty and Kevin Pollan and his idiot friends lining up for the wrong movie but trying to get to yeah. Super Troopers.
Yeah.
You can just watch Kodachrome.
All right. Okay. And where do we get that?
The Netflix.
The Netflix. Kodachrome.
Kodachrome.
All right. There we go. All right. Stick around, Rich. Don't go anywhere. We got a top 5 of 5 all coming right. your way. We got the Knurble Wagon about to roll. It's the Friday. It's weekend now.
We a don't nice have to, weekend.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. I think it's right here with Judy Pilex News, brought to you. Well, first, let me tell you, this is WGN Chicago.
Good.
Smart speaker users just say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. And Judy Pilex News is brought to you by Townstone Financial.